Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
If you're visiting, just want to let you know that this is a church that passionately believes that God is a generational God and that He's very interested in adults. He's very interested in children. We believe in a God who says, hey, you matter. And this morning as we, today will be a family generational service. It'll be a bit different. You know, there may be dancing. Say, what? That was not on the sign up when I walked in the front door. That was not on the brochure. But you know what? This morning, I want to dance. I don't want to sing. I don't want to just have fun because it's a nice thing to do. Jesus is worth celebrating. What Jesus did for us kids, what He did for me, that's why I come. That's why we travel. That's why we live in a caravan, not because it's comfortable and lovely. I'd really like my kids to have their own bedroom so they don't live in mine. You know, but we do it because we're like, Jesus gave up everything for me. And I do it out of response. You know, Paul says in the Bible, the Apostle Paul says, the love of Christ is what compelled him to keep going. And I love that there's families here this morning that, you know, you probably didn't roll out of bed this morning and go, oh, I feel wonderful at 6:30 when your children wake you up and you come into the house of God. You come here because you want your kids to know there's a God that says you matter. We come this morning to say, hey, Jesus, thank you that you gave up everything for me. And so as we sing, as we hear the word, as we have fun this morning, I just pray you be encouraged and have an open heart to receive all that God wants to do today. Does that sound good? All right, excuse me, I want to pray for us this morning and we're going to get stuck into it. Father, I thank you today that you're passionate about your people. Today, I thank you that we can have fun and rejoice in your house. Lord, today, may you encourage us. May we be inspired and challenged to grow in our love for you and the way that we share the love of Jesus with others. We thank you for this precious time together in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Kids, we got any kids here this morning? 1, 2, 3, make some noise. Yeah. We got any big kids here today? Yeah, that's good. All right. So kids, quick question. Hand up if you would honestly say you have been an absolute delight and blessing on the school holidays. Yeah, right. Okay. Hands down. That's good to think highly of yourself. Well, I'm grateful that... Who loves their kids? Who loves grandkids more? No. I haven't entered the grandkids phase of life yet, but I have two children of my own, a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and children are a great delight. And the Bible says, you know, they're a reward from God. And I don't think it's, and I'm not saying that in a way to say if you don't have children, you're trying to have children that you're missing out on, God doesn't want to reward you. I don't mean it like that. I mean in the sense that we ought to look at them as a reward. We ought to remember they are a reward from God, especially on the days when our kids are challenging. You're like, are you talking about me, Sean? I'm never a challenge. But here's the thing. This morning, I want to just encourage you as we're doing these, as we sing and prepare to do a song now, that as I'm going to invite you to join and do some actions. And you're like, well, why are we going to do actions this morning? Well, here's the reason why. Because a lot of us hear the word, but if we're not connected in and paying attention, who knows, it can go in one ear and out the other. Yeah? Ever been in an important business meeting, an important meeting with your wife or your husband? My wife has meetings with me all the time. I just didn't know they were scheduled. And she's like, I told you that at the table. I'm like, you did? Because I wasn't listening. I wasn't plugged in. I wasn't connected in. And it was important information I needed to hear, but I wasn't connected. And my passion is to connect with children about the great news of Jesus. Not just to tell them, but they would plug in and go, I'm hungry, I want to learn. I'm hungry, I want to listen. And I'm passionate about writing music. And that's why I do actions and funny dance moves, because I want kids to go, hey, this is worth paying attention to. The God of the universe who sent his only son to die for me, I need to know about this. And so we're going to do a song now called The Jesus Workout. Now kids, hand up if your parents do any exercise at all. We'll take one sit up. Bending over to pick up the Vegemite, anything. Okay, that's good. Hands down. Hand up if you genuinely believe your grandparents or your parents who are here today could benefit from doing more exercise. Okay, there's a lot more. There's a lot more hands going up. Some parent, I just saw one dad elbow his son. That was great. So here's what we're going to do. This song's called The Jesus Workout, and it's got some great, great energy. It goes like, you've got to get two hands in front of you, and you've got to go one, two, three, and you've got to go boom. Are you ready? One, two, three, boom. All right. Now, I'm going to give away a CD to the worst dancer this morning, okay? No dance skill required. There's no dance skill to get into heaven, okay? There's no level of dance. So you could literally be the best or the worst. We're going to find someone to give away a CD to. So here's what I want you to do. I want everyone to stand to your feet right now where you are. If the person next to you looks a little shy, say, come on, you can do this. Come on, get on your feet. If I've got to dance, you're going to dance. And this song's called The Jesus Workout. You can hit it. Tell the person next to you, let's rock this place. Come on. Here we go. All right, put your hands together, Life Ministry Church. The Jesus Workout. You can have a seat. Tell the person next to you, you were terrible. We just don't want a spirit of pride building up in the house. That's the heart behind that. Isn't it good? Isn't it good to smile and have fun in the house of God? You know, I traveled to lots of churches. In fact, the last 4 weeks, I've ministered at an Anglican church, a Baptist church, and a kind of more charismatic Pentecostal church. And do you know what's amazing? Sometimes before I go to speak at a more traditional church, my heart is beating a little faster. Because I'm like, Lord, do they know what I do? You know, and some of these churches, they don't clap. They just stand and they have a more traditional, reverent approach. And I'm not saying one's right from the other. But what I do know is this, is that the Bible says that God says that he's put his spirit inside of us. God's given his spirit to us. So when you receive Jesus, whether you're 5, whether you're 35 or 85, you say, Jesus, I need your forgiveness. I want to follow you. God says, he gives you his spirit. And regardless of your age, if you're 5, God doesn't give you a teaspoon of the Holy Spirit. He doesn't go, well, you're just a kid, so you get this much. And because you're an adult, you're more mature, you get more. And because you're really wise and older, you get the most. God says, as much as you want, you can have. John 1 says, of the fullness we have, or of his fullness we've all received, right? And so I believe that God's desire is that we would know his joy to the full. And who knows, there's something attractive about people who are exciting, right? Now, I'm not saying people who are crazy. They're another whole bunch of people, right? But people who are exciting, people who are passionate. When you talk to someone who gets excited about a topic, even if you don't agree with them, you can't help but listen to their point of view and admire their passion. And I just find it so sad that there's people sitting in churches all around the world who they do love Jesus, but they don't have any joy. And I think, I have 2 children, a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. When they were born, they didn't know who Jesus was, right? They didn't know who God is. They didn't know what Jesus did for them. And I want to make sure that my children grow up to love Jesus and passionately serve him. Not because they have to, because they want to. Just in the same way, I want my kids, listen. I want my kids to choose to love me as their dad. Not because they have to, but because they see that I love them incredibly in return. I want them to respond to my love. And that's what following Jesus is, responding to God's amazing love that he's shown to us. And so we're going to do a song now. It's called I'm Free. And it's got some of the worst dance moves I could come up with. I came up with them in the shower where I do most of my creative thinking because there's no judgment from anyone. And this song is about the fact that we are called to be free. Not to be worried too much about what everyone thinks. Not to be overly concerned about being the coolest or the most hip. To live in the freedom and the joy that Jesus died on the cross that we could have. And so here's what we're going to do with this song. It goes like this. It's got some great dance moves. It goes, so hold on, what are we running from? Hold on, I want we to try this together. 1, 2, 3. Hold on, what are we running from? Hold on. And then it goes, hang on a second.
It's time to slow it down, slow it down. You've got to get the hip wiggle, dads, all right? Slow it down, slow it down. You take that thought now, all right? This is the most powerful part. Slow down, slow down. Hang on a second. Take that thought that just came into your head that says you're no good, that says you're too young, God couldn't use you, you're too old, your time's finished, your marriage is falling apart, no one's in your business, you can't pay your bills. Take that thought and say, hang on a second, I've been set free. And it goes, jump up, turn around and sing with me, whoa-oh, I'm free. So I want you to stand to your feet, parents, and I promise after this I'll give you a break. And we're going to do this song called I'm Free. So look at the person next to you and say, I'm free, baby. All right, come on, kids. Put your hands together, mums and dads, grandparents, young adults. Come on, here we go. You can have a seat. Great job. I'm free. Free to be the way that God meant me to be. I like it. I can see some people, this is not your comfort zone, dancing in church. I get it. You know, truth be told, I never used to like dancing. I used to have this fear of what would other people think. My dancing's not that great. And you know, you've probably seen this morning, I'm no Justice Crew. Actually tried to do a roly-poly on stage to impress the kids the other day, and I had a sore neck for a week afterwards. And you know, and that just happened because I was trying to be funny and cool, and I realized sometimes we've just got to stop trying and just be. And you know, maybe as an adult, maybe as a teenager, a young adult, as a grandparent, we live in a society where there's pressure to like get it perfect. I love how Pastor Graham shared this morning, you know, isn't it wonderful that you come to this parenting course and your children will be perfect? Who knows that we're not perfect, so there's no way we can expect our kids to be perfect. But we do serve a perfect God who knows everything, who knows what you need. And here's the crazy thing. This perfect God who doesn't really need us says, hey, I choose you. How crazy is that? The God of all the universe. Kids, let me explain something to you. God is not in heaven sitting in a castle looking down going, isn't it wonderful from my magnificent throne? No, he's the God of all the universe. He speaks, boom, and it happens. There's power in his name. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. The universe that he created, scientists can't even measure how big it is. So imagine how big our God is. And he's the God that says, hey, I know every thought that you have. I see everything you go through. God doesn't go, oh my goodness, I didn't realize you were having a hard day. Oh wow, I didn't see you're struggling with parenting your kids. I didn't realize that you're having trouble with your marriage. I didn't realize that your business is falling apart. Nothing's hidden to God. God desires relationship. You know, it's crazy. Some people think that, and you know, I meet lots of people, and I love talking to people about Jesus. In fact, I was on a plane 2 days ago, and I sat down next to this young lady. She's maybe my age, maybe 30, and she's quite an attractive lady. I'm sitting there, and the Holy Spirit just speaks to my heart and says, Sean, I want you to tell her about how much I love her. And do you know what the first thought I had was? Oh, she's too good looking. She'll say she doesn't need Jesus. I kid you not. That's the first thing that came to my thought. She's too good looking. She's probably got her life together, off to parties. She's not going to be interested in Jesus. And I had to sit back and go, hang on a second. We all need Jesus. Doesn't matter your status in life, how much you own, how cool you are, how you know, if you've got 5 investment properties or nothing to your name, whether you're 3 or 33, we all need Jesus. Because we all need a Savior. We all need to be forgiven. And I somehow plucked up the courage to talk to this amazing young lady. You know what? I ended up talking to her for an hour. And she wanted to know. And she'd had a boyfriend once before that said he was a Christian. And we had an amazing God conversation. And she didn't give her life to Jesus on the spot. Is that a failure on my behalf? Well, no, it's not a failure because it's not my job to save anybody. It's God's job. It's the Holy Spirit's, but it's my job to just be obedient. And you know, as we're doing these songs and doing this family service this morning, my heart, God's really laid on my heart that, you know what? The most precious thing that we can ever do in life is the legacy we'll leave as a church for our precious kids. To say, will you have the courage to be obedient with what God asks of you? Because who knows, if you raise your children to be obedient, then you can trust them. Amen? If someone can be obedient and follow your instructions, you know you can trust them. If you want God to use you, kids, God's looking for people who are not the most talented, not the greatest looking. I'm not the greatest looking. I don't have the greatest fashion sense. I live in a caravan in America that's called trailer trash. You know, God could have found somebody more amazing than me, more talented than me, but I just said, God, I'll do it. And God knows I can trust Sean with what I've asked of him. And my passion is that my legacy that I leave for my children would be to teach them to be obedient and be a blessing. And they would trust, that they would trust the promises of God for their life, that God could do something incredible with their life. Who wants that for your kids, for your grandkids, to step in the good plans that God has for them? And so what we're going to do right now is we're going to do a song. And we're going to do a special song for just the kids, okay? So parents are, whew, all right. So I need all the kids to come to the front right now, really quickly, okay? I know some of you are like, but my parents will miss me. They probably will. But for 3 minutes, I reckon they'll survive. So come to the front. And you can spread out all the way along the front here. And that's it. Slide around. You can come all the way around the front. And we're going to do a really cool song right now. This song is a reminder of the fact, no matter what happens in your day, Jesus is always with you. And you can trust Him. Everyone say, trust. You can always trust Jesus. He's the one friend that'll never, ever let you down. And this is a great fun song. It's called the Coca-Cola song. And some of you will know this. It's a lot of fun. It goes like this. It goes, knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk, beep, beep. Try that. Knock, knock, rattle, 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 honk, beep, beep. Some people are like, where's that in the Bible? Well, it's not. But we're connecting. We're getting to the spiritual bit in a minute. So two important parts. It says, Pepsi Cola, with his words, shot him down. Can you try that? One, two, three. Shot him down, and then you've holstered that away, all right? So with your words, you can hurt people. And the second part says, the elephant said with tears in his eyes. And you know when you have a bad day and you're feeling emotional? Boys, it's okay to cry. It goes like this. It goes, pick on someone your own size. All right, let me try that all together. One, two, three. Pick on someone your own size. That was beautiful, all right? And the last verse says, Jesus is a friend of mine. He is with me all the time, all right? So come on, kids, get on your feet. Parents, you can relax for the song. It's called the Coca-Cola song, and it goes a little bit like this. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Put your hands together. Come on. All right, all right. Well, kids, you can have a seat right where you are. All right, wherever you are, is we're going to do another song in a second. And how amazing is it to see how many precious kids you have in this house? How cool is that? Isn't it awesome that, you know, the kids go out to kids ministry? You've got incredible, amazing people who go and love on your kids. How about we give a huge hand for Pete and the team who love on your kids? And aren't you glad they don't just go out there and babysit your kids? Who knows, you could do that anywhere. They come and they give their best. Kids, they give their... Your kids' ministry leaders, they come early on Sunday morning before you're here. You're probably still asleep watching Bob the Builder at home, or I don't know what you watch, playing Pokemon or something. And your kids' leaders are here setting up, and they've been thinking on the weekend, what are we doing? Because they want to give their best so that you would know how precious you are to God. And as we do this song is called Not Ashamed. And this is a song from my brand new album. And I wrote this because I want to be a part of sowing into a generation of young men, of young women, heck, even myself, that would unashamedly stand for Jesus. Who knows, more than ever, the moral level of our society is filtering like this. It's dropping. People are saying, well, we'll just change this. And over every generation, we're lowering our morals to fit in with what the rest of society says. But who knows that God's word doesn't change, right? God's word doesn't change. And the reason people don't like God is because 100 years ago, God's morals and our morals were pretty close together. And over time, we've dropped our moral standard as society, and now, but God's word hasn't changed. And people look from here and go, God seems so far away, I'm not interested. And it's so important that we have a generation of young men and women who are on fire for Jesus, who live in his peace, who live in his joy, who live in his love and his life, that people look at your life, kids. People look at our life and go, what is it that you have? And that you have the boldness to be able to unashamedly say, hey, I'm a follower of Jesus. He's the reason for my hope. He's the reason that I've got a purpose. He's the reason that I can have joy even on a bad day at school. He's the reason you can have peace even when you come to a place where you feel uncertain, or you go to a new school, or maybe you've got a new teacher, or you've got a test and you don't know the answer to it. He's the reason you can have wisdom. God says, I'm with you. And what we're going to do in this song is called Not Ashamed. And I pray it'd be an encouragement for you to every day just ask Jesus for the boldness to stand up for him. Doesn't mean you have to run around the schoolyard going, Jesus, and wear an I Love Jesus t-shirt. It just means that you stand unashamedly, say, this is who I am. And so here we're going to do. Here's where the song goes like this. It goes, never be ashamed of your name. Can you try that? And you got to shout out, no way. Can we try that all together? One, two, three, no way. And it goes, Jesus will shout your fame. And it goes, hey, I'll never be ashamed. And the chorus goes, you're the way. Can you give me a W?
You're the way.
You're the truth. You're the life today. All right. So the rest of the song is pretty hip and pretty fun. So why don't we all stand together? This is the last song we're going to do all together. So come on, get on your feet here, mums and dads. This is a bit rappy, a bit hip-hoppy. All right, so we're going to rock this out. It's called Not Ashamed, and we're going to give away one very special CD to an amazing, rocking, terrible dancer during the song. So let's do this. Look at the person next to you and say, you can win this. Come on, here we go. Put your hands together, mums and dads, grandparents. So good. You can have a seat. Tell the person next to you, you on fire, baby. Woo! Oh, so good. That was unreal. And can I just say that I can see, I get that some people don't like dancing, but can I just say to the adults and the grandparents, like grandparents in this house, you guys rock. So how about we give a hand for our awesome grandparents? Now, come on. You know, we need to understand something. Grandparents, they haven't just been around for a while. They've got a lot of wisdom. Amen? Amen? I'm not even a grandparent. A grandparent didn't slip me $50 to say this. I'm telling you that our grandparents, being a part of a generational church, play a huge role in empowering our families. You know, the Word of God says that it's our responsibility to pass on from generation to generation the good things that God has done. You know, back in the Old Testament, you know, the children never saw God part the Red Sea. Right? They didn't see God rescue the Israelites from the plagues. It was the grandparents and the parents who passed on the stories, the legacy of what God has done to their children. And you know, I just want to honor every grandparent in this house. And I know, you know, church has changed, right? The way we do church has probably changed the last 60 years. But you go with it and you give you everything and you come and you're the way, you're the truth. I just want to honor you. And you know what? My prayer is that when I'm an old grandparent one day, when I'm 75 going, hey, that I'll still have passion. I'll still be alive on the inside. My body might be a little frail, but my spirit will still be alive. Amen? So that a young child can walk past and go, gee, that grandpa's seriously got some ADHD, but he loves Jesus. I don't want anybody to ever walk and get to know me and not walk away and go, that guy is crazy about Jesus. Because if you're going to be crazy about anything, you might as well be crazy about the God who's crazy about you. Right? You know, I love the West Coast Eagles, but guess what? They don't send me emails and say, hey, Sean W. Smith, we're just right behind your ministry and we just believe in you and thanks so much for coming to our games and buying our merchandise for your children. They don't send me an email to tell me how grateful they are that I'm a supporter because they don't care about what God's put me on the planet to do. But my God, he champions me on every day. When I read his word, he says, Sean, you're my son. I love you. Keep going. That's what God does. He champions us on to say, come on, keep going, run the race and run it well. And so I want to give away a CD to someone who is doing an incredible job today. And there were some people rocking out all everywhere here there. But this person was all the way up the back. And I just want to honor this man up the very back here. Sir, you. I just want to say thanks for being a man of God. Thanks for rocking up with your family today. This is for you. God bless you. And so here's what we're going to do. I am crazy, crazy, crazy passionate about every child on the planet knowing Jesus and putting it the gospel in a way that the kids are going to want to watch, they're going to respond to, and they're going to take it in. And so I love to make music videos. So really quickly, I want to show you one of my music videos. And this is a song. Some of you might have seen it if I visited your school. It's called My Friend Joe. It's a really powerful truth about bullying. Something really practical that most of us have faced in our life. About what does God say? About how we need to handle this kind of things. And that God's always with you and he's got your back. And so sit back, relax. I pray you enjoy it. And we're going to get into the word in a second. Here we go. My friend Joe. That's a true story about what happened to me in grade 7. And about how God showed me the best way is his way to show his love to others. And it's not always easy. It's not always the comfortable way. Who knows God's ways are not always the easy way? Amen? It's not always the comfortable way, but guess what? God's way is the best way. Do you know why? Because it always points people back to him. It always points our hearts and gets our eyes off. Oh my goodness, Joe's actually not the problem. The problem is that Joe doesn't know Jesus. The problem is God wants to show me something about how much he loves me. He wants me to show his love to others. And so here's what I want to do this morning. I want to share just really, really quickly, just a simple little thought with you. And here's what I want to do. This CD here, I want to give away to a young man, young woman, precious young child, someone who's showing great honor. Because you know, honor is the most amazing gift you can ever give anyone. It doesn't cost you financially anything. It's a free gift that you can give. And honor is a wonderful thing. And so I'm going to look for someone who's really listening in. I want to give this away. I want to share something really that I've really been praying about. And I really feel that God is going to encourage you and parents and young adults and grandparents. I pray you'd have an open heart this morning. I want to share with you something, a simple thought called remember who you are. Everyone say, remember who you are. Now, if you're wondering, that sounds familiar. Well, this line comes from one of my favorite movies of all time. I've watched it with my son more than 30 times. It's called The Lion King. Who has seen The Lion King here? Everybody seen The Lion King? If you haven't, spoiler alert. Here it comes. So in The Lion King, there's this little lion cub. Kids, what's his name? Simba. And one day, Simba, he's standing on the top of Pride Rock, which is his land, his territory. And he's standing on the top of Pride Rock, and his dad, Mufasa, who is the king of the pride, says to his son, listen carefully, he intentionally took time out that morning to get his son up early, come to the top of Pride Rock, and he told him, Simba, look out across the Pride Lands. all that the light touches will one day be yours. You are my son and the future king. I want you to listen carefully to what he said. Simba's father didn't assume that Simba knew who he was. He intentionally told him, you are my son and you are the future king. He said, you belong and you have a destiny. Do you hear that? As a parent, it's our job to remind our children who they are, whose they are, and the destiny that lies ahead of them. And later in the story, if you know it, something terrible happens. Dun-dun. And Simba's dad tragically dies. What? I know. There's always a tragedy. There's always a difficulty in life that happens. And who should come along and whisper in Simba's ear? Who came and whispered in Simba's ear? The evil Uncle Scar. And listen to what Uncle Scar said. Uncle Scar in the movie says, Simba, it's all your fault. Nobody wants you. Run away and never come back. And Simba, in that moment, in fear takes over. He listens to the lies of his Uncle Scar, that no one cares about him. It's all his fault. He doesn't belong. And instead of remembering the words of his father, instead of remembering who he was, in that moment he listened to the lies of the enemy, his Uncle Scar, and he ran away from his destiny. And he ran away and he lived in the jungle with, who did he live with? Timon and Pumbaa. And there's Simba, Hakuna Matata. He's got this beautiful singing voice. This lion's dancing and he's eating witchetty grubs. There's only one problem. He was never meant to dance and eat witchetty grubs. He was meant to be the king. He was meant to look after Pride Rock. And while he was away, what was happening at Pride Rock? Uncle Scar had taken over and the whole land had gone terribly. All because Simba listened to the lies of the enemy and forgot who he was. And later in the movie, the weird monkey, I'm not sure what role he played, but anyway, he comes along. Somebody came along to Simba and he takes him down by the water and he says, look into the water. And Simba looks into the water now that he's grown up a little. And he looks and all he sees is his own reflection. And he looks up disappointed and he's like, it's just my reflection. It's just me. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. You see, he still believes the lie that he's nobody. And he goes, no, look again closer. And he looks again and he sees up in the clouds, who does he see? His daddy, his father, and his father reminds him of the words. He says, Simba, you have forgotten who you are. You are my son and the rightful king. And I love that in one moment of somebody reminding Simba who he was, he turns around, runs across, and steps back into his destiny, steps back into his rightful place, takes on his evil Uncle Scar, defeats him, and restores peace to Pride Rock. And all it took was one person to remind him who he was. This morning, my point is very simple. We need to remember who we are in Christ. I want to show you something in the Word of God from John 10:10. Parents, I want you to listen carefully. Grandparents, young adults, if you don't have kids yet, the best preparation you can ever do for parenting is learn before you have kids. Amen? Who wish they did some more learning before they had kids? Right? I do. Look at this. The thief's purpose, listen, is to steal, to kill and destroy. Think about this. The enemy doesn't just want to rip you off, adults. Doesn't just want to rip your life off. He wants to take away the good plans that God has for your kids. Think about it. It's not just about you. Your 3-year-old son, your 8-year-old daughter has a destiny in God right now. Right now. And the enemy wants to rip you off. And he wants to tell you you're no good. He wants to tell you you're nothing. You're not cool enough. You're not smart enough. You couldn't possibly do anything for God. You're just a kid. That's what the enemy does. He wants you to believe that lie. But look, we have an advocate. We have a hope. But God says, but my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Amen. That God's purpose, God says, hey, I'm on your side and I'm going to champion you on. And so here's what we want to do. We want to remind ourselves that we are sons and daughters. You know, we're not raising boys and girls. We're raising fathers and mothers, husbands, wives. Who knows, you don't stay a kid forever. This is who we're raising. And it's time that we don't just settle and go, oh, well, I hope my kids follow Jesus. I hope that they are a great husband. I hope they are a great wife. It's time that we fight and say, I'm gonna press in. I'm gonna pray for my kids. And I'm gonna model a life that's passionate after Jesus. I'm gonna model loving my wife. I'm gonna model being a great dad and give our children every chance to succeed. And not just hope. Hope that God will do it. I'm going to speak and tell my kids who they are, that you are loved, you are precious, you're a son and a daughter of the Most High God. There's one last verse I want to show you from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, a very well known. Look at this, kids. Look, last verse I'm going to show you. It says, look, but you're not like that, for you are a chosen people. God says, hey, of all the people on earth, I pick you. You're like, are you serious? You're talking to me, God? God says, excuse me, sir. I pick you. I pick you, ma'am. I choose you. We are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. That as a result, you can show others the goodness of God. I want to remind you, you are not a kid. You are not a regular adult. You're not a grandparent, sir. You are a son and a daughter of the Most High God. And you have a blood-bought right to step into the good plans that God has for you and for your family. And there's grace and there's wisdom for you to be an incredible godly grandparent. There's grace and wisdom for you kids to do something extraordinary. I'm not making this up. You might go, gee, Sean's pretty passionate about this. Yes, I am. Because I believe that God has an incredible plan for every person on the planet. And I believe too many people give up on God's good plans. And they settle for plan B, which is average. And God says, I have extraordinary, exceedingly abundantly, far above and beyond. Those are not just words I made up. They're the very words of God. They're His promises. And you can trust in God's promises. Kids, look at me. You are precious. Oh, so precious to the King. I live in a caravan with my wife to travel the world to tell you that you mean everything to God. And that He desires you to want to choose Him. But you know what? He can't make you choose Him. You have to decide for yourself. God, I'm going to remember that You love me, and I'm a son of the King. I'm not nobody. So when your friends say, hey, you're a loser, you say, hang on a second. Is that how God sees me? No, I'm a daughter of the King. I'm a son of the King. When I'm sitting in my chair and I'm feeling nervous before I come up, and the enemy says, Sean, who are you to speak? Who are you to come up here and talk? Your voice sounds strange. You're going to mess up. Nobody's going to care about what you have to say. I have to take those thoughts captive. I got to catch them and go, hang on a second. I'm a son of the King. God's called me and anointed me to point children to Him. I'm not the best, no. But I'm just obedient to say, God, I'll do it. So here's what I want to do. Right now, I want to invite the team to come. Just really quickly, I want to ask every person, just maybe bow your head just for one moment. If you're visiting, this is nothing weird or super spiritual. It's just a moment of privacy. And I would hate for you to leave this morning without having the opportunity to do what I did at the age of 7 and what many people sitting here this morning have done, which is to say, Jesus, I need you. The first step into becoming a son and a daughter of the Most High God, the first step into discovering God's amazing plans for your life, is you first have to choose to want to follow Jesus. You know, a lot of people think that being a good person one day will get them to heaven. But that's like rocking up to the most expensive house in Melbourne. You've never met them ever before, and you come and knock on their front door and say, excuse me, hi, I'm moving in with you because I'm a nice person. They're going to say, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. You see, you don't have a relationship with them. And that's what it means to be a follower of Jesus, not just to know God, but to have a relationship with Him. A relationship that says, hey, I call you son, I call you daughter. And I want to give you a chance to say that. I want to give you a chance to make Jesus number one in your life and say, I need to get my life right. Maybe you've been coming to church for years and you realize this morning, wow, I've settled for way than less. Maybe you look back on your life and maybe your kids aren't following Jesus and the devil's telling you you're a failure. Maybe your marriage has fallen apart. Maybe you've got a great marriage. Maybe everything's all together and you just realize this morning, maybe you've settled for less. Maybe you've listened to the lies of the enemy. And it's time this morning to say, hang on a second. I'm a son. I'm a daughter of the Most High God. And maybe you want to get your life right this morning and say, Jesus, I need you to come in my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Make me right with you. Then I want to give you a chance to do that right now. I'm going to count to three. And if that's you, say, Sean, would you pray for me this morning? I want to give my life to Jesus. Then on the count of three, would you just raise your hand? I'll see it. And you can put it back down. And I'd love to include you in that prayer. So if that's you all across this place, on the count of three, here we go. 1, 2, and 3. If that's you, just quickly raise your hand. I'll see it. God bless you, sir. I see your hand. Your hand right now. Would you say this prayer out loud with me? And maybe everyone else can join in so it doesn't feel uncomfortable. Just repeat this. And if you put your hand up, say it with all your heart and mean it. Everyone say, Jesus. Come on, say, Jesus. Thank you that you love me unconditionally. You died for me to show me your love. Today, I choose to make you number one, to repent, to turn from my sin and my selfish ways and step into the good plans you have for me. Today, I choose to put my trust in you alone, Jesus. And I thank you. Call me son and daughter. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Why don't we give these people a great hand of praise?